are listening to Teach, Motivate, Inspire. If you're thinking of beginning a business, need to scale your business, and or possibly sell your business, then you're in the right place. In this show, I will share my five C's: clarity, courage, confidence, commitment, and compassion. I'll break them down weekly and share the secrets to my success. My name is Megan DiMartino, and I have built 3 7-figure businesses that I began, scaled, and sold myself. Welcome to Teach, Motivate, and Inspire. Blessings on your journey. Hello, 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 and welcome to Teach, Motivate, and Inspire. I'm Megan DiMartino, and it is Monday, the 26th of October, and we're fast finishing up this month of October and going into November and then December, and then we'll be in the first month of the 2021. And this year has been unprecedented. Everyone has a story of where they were in February and March, and everyone has a story of what they've done past February, March, what that has brought them to in their business, in their lives, and their business lives. And I am here, guys, to help you extract that information and pull it together and prepare for next year. Well, for this year, really. Don't just write off this year, because this year of what you're doing now will set the precedent for what you're going to be doing in 2021. One of the quotes I love of Zig Ziglar's is that if there's hope in today, if there's hope in tomorrow, there's power in today. And really what he was saying about that is that hope is the fuel of faith. And with hope, you're preparing for the future. But today is today. That the other quote I love is from Eleanor Roosevelt, and yesterday is history, tomorrow's a mystery. God's gift to us is today. That's why they call it the present. So last week, we in our first show of Teach, Motivate, and Inspire, and I'll explain those words to you in a minute, but last week was our first show of that, and I spoke about the first of the five C's, which is clarity. And the five C's are clarity, courage, confidence, commitment, and compassion. And we're going to be going through those every week, but this is leading to the course that I'm launching this year that is going to help you start, scale, and sustain a business. Now, even if you have a business, and it matters not what kind of business, meaning if it's a brick and mortar that you have, if it's a multi-level business that you're building, or thinking of starting and building, and regardless of where you are with that, the premise of all of this is the same. If you have an idea, and everything begins with an idea, then if you have an idea of starting something, an entrepreneurial thing, whatever that thing is, then this is applicable to that. We are also working on our new Novitas Spa website, because as you, most all of you know, I sold the brick and mortar Novitas Spa, but did not sell the trade name, as well as the website, the shopping cart, and all of that. So what we're doing is we're working on also an affiliate program, and to be announced at a future time. Said a lot of things right there. Most importantly, with Teach, Motivate, and Inspire, I'll be going through the five C's and giving you a general overview of those, which the course then will go much more deeply into each. Not only each word, but the essence of each word and how it applies to start, to scale, and sustain a business. And so today we're going to speak about courage. And before I go into courage, though, I just want to go back to Teach, Motivate, and Inspire. And without knowledge, you have no tools to begin You can have the greatest ideas, but you have to have a format and a structure. And so I'm here to be your teacher to help you build that foundation even before you start your business, to have understanding of how to build that business, how to start. And then scale is all of this, these steps that you're going to be taking subsequently from starting it. And then after that, the spa was in business for almost 16 years. And so meaning that is sustaining because you have to evolve. It's never staying stagnant. It's always evolving. So start, scale, and sustain. And those are the three structures that the course will go into. And the first module is to start your business, then go into scaling, and then sustaining. So that is the essence I want to teach you, and then hopefully motivate you, and then inspire you to start. Because starting is the most, in my opinion, from my many years of entrepreneurship, the starting is the most challenging because you have naysayers saying in your ear, don't do this. You have your own fears. You have things from your own, prejudices of things you've done, people in your life from business and, jobs that you've had. All of those things play into just even starting that business. So you have to get beyond that waffling, because waffling, you don't start. You just waffle back and forth. Well, if it gets, the economy gets stronger again. Well, if the quarantining-ish goes away totally. Well, if this happens and that happens, when or where, but we're in here and now. And so it is not that when or where, never works. When I go on that vacation and come back, I'll start. When I do that, no, when or where, it's here and now. And so the teach is to help you really determine and really focus on and crystallize the why. Why would you start it? Everything, as I said, starts with an idea, that light bulb. And that idea then takes you to that place. I'm going back to clarity. And it takes you that light bulb, that idea, that then it goes into a burning desire. But it's that clarity of, you may not have that clarity of your purpose yet. If you do, passion and purpose go hand in glove. And so it's critical to evolve and define that. But you can have an idea, and then we will help crystallize that idea together and understand the why of that idea going back to your purpose. And it's that purpose and passion. And then as 3 Feet from Gold, Sharon Lecter and Greg Reed, that passion plus talent as times association times action. You have to take that action. But again, before you take that action, you have to be clear. You have to have that clarity of the why you're doing it, but it starts with that idea, that light bulb, that bubble, that you see in a comic strip. That aha moment. And that idea leads you to that. But then courage. Courage, is all important. Without courage, and, it's not like Mighty Mouse, that courage, it is. But it's not physical courage, it's in your spirit. And I put in our Facebook post today, Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. But that's faith. Trust is faith. You have to trust, because faith is not hoping that it will happen, it's knowing it will happen. You have to have that certainty in your spirit. And that truly is what it propels the idea into reality, and then from there continues to grow. So courage is trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. And that's the critical thing right there. Lean not on your own understanding. That's what I was saying earlier about, waffling and taking all the, mind games that you have of history, of people saying different things, to you, oh, it'll never work. Now, you know, when I started Glycolique, my first brand, I left my job, my career job. And I actually, most people don't know this, but I sold Jaguars at Overseas Motors. Melissa Burrows knows this. I told her she lives in Dallas, and she said, I know them well. But this is years and years ago. But I worked for Overseas Motors selling cars for all my car buddies. I mean, I'm a car person too, I guess. It was about not quite a year, but it was in my neighborhood, so to speak. And I just went in one day because I did need to have some income coming in, even though I was doing some freelance projects, but I also wanted to have some constant income coming in. So I went there and got a side hustle, so to speak. So sometimes you have to do that when you're putting together that dream, goal, and desire. Because I was working on the essence of Glycolique. What I mean by that is formulating, working with the chemist, formulating the formulas, then working on the marketing and the packaging, and then the collateral material, and then taking it to market. So I was working on all of that. And so between the hours and minutes, I was selling Jaguars at Overseas Motors and then doing a few marketing projects for a couple of freelance makeup artists that lived in the Dallas marketplace to prepare. So that side hustle is often what you do have to do, or not leave your day job. I had to leave my day job because it was conflicting of interest of what I was doing to what I was doing with my my corporate job. So it was a must that I needed to do that, and I needed the time. So I was doing that. But then I was told by so many people, I mean, family members and the like, that don't do this. Now, this was obviously in Texas, Overseas Motors, Fort Worth, Texas. I was living in Texas. I had worked for Alcon Laboratories, a division of theirs, and left and did what I just shared. But people would say to me, come back to New York, get a job. You know, you have a lot of experience. You can get a good job. I mean, I wasn't even concerned about that. That wasn't what I wanted to do, though. I wanted to start my own skincare brand. I had a burning desire to create something. And I've shared so many of these anecdotal stories with you guys, meaning that I got that clarity of that creating when I was probably, I think I was about 23, because I look at it from the juxtaposition of the ages of my daughters. And I could have been 24, but pretty dang young. And I was in Bloomingdale's working in Biba counter, Biba Cosmetics from London. And one day I said, I'm going to do this someday. I am going to create something. Now, I didn't specifically know what it was, but I knew it was in that genre, that it was going to be in that cosmetic, creative skincare area. This was just glamour color cosmetics. This was not skincare. But I had a background already, having worked in the buying office. So I had that aha moment, that light bulb, that epiphany, someday I'm going to create something like this. And that was in 1973, let's say, or 74. And so fast forward to 1990, when I was had that other aha moment, which was building and building, and I knew I had to leave. And the other reason I knew I had to leave, and I have shared this story with many people, maybe not you guys yet, but the man I worked for said to me, actually, after I created a whole storyboard based on hyaluronic acid, which we were working on with, and this is so ahead of its time, which hyaluronic acid is one of the tour de force of ingredients today. It holds 1,000 times its weight in water, so it's very hydrating. It was introduced to us at Alcon because it was initially used for eye surgery, so to keep the eye moist as the surgeon was working. So we were working on a hair care line, which we had launched, and I was working on a storyboard on skincare for, and the same name, Hyaluron. And this gentleman said to me, oh, Megan, skincare doesn't sell. Well, I didn't quit my job right then because I had two children, young women in different phases of their educational careers. So, but I knew right then that I was not going to stay forever because their vision and mission were two different things than what I was working with in my spirit. And that vision and mission and goals, imperative to have that vision. That's what I'm saying about that aha moment, that idea, that vision. I gained that vision back, as I said, in 1973-4, when I said, someday I'm going to do this. And then everything I did from there built upon that on some level. And we'll go into different pieces of the five C's, but courage is to take that step, that first step. And I say this all the time to you, take that first step. And you know, it may be, it may not ultimately lead you to even what you think you're going to do, but it's by that action. Remember I said the success formula, association times action. You've got to take action. And so with taking action towards a specific goal, idea, now during that, because I've been working on a ton of stuff, and even since March, a lot of this has been morphing, not in a different direction, but it takes on a different structure. I mean, I'm very clear about a course, very clear about, you know, the Megan DiMartino website, very clear on redoing the Novitas Spa website, putting that course on these two platforms, the shopping cart of Novitas, affiliate marketing for the products, very clear about those things. But several of those things are taking a little different morphing, not to say it's different. But if I hadn't taken a step, and the first step was basically going live with Unique Leaders on Fridays. I had started Motivation Monday several years ago, and even that has evolved, and now it's evolved again to teach, motivate, and inspire. But I took the first step. I started doing Facebook Lives, as I said, and the first Facebook Live structure were giveaways of the Novitas Spa clinical products. And truthfully, I started that because I wanted to practice. I wanted to practice just speaking to you like I'm doing here. So it's taking action. If I didn't do that back 4+ years ago, I wouldn't be sitting here. I mean, I probably would, knowing me. But it has been so much easier for me to take that next step. So you must take that first step, and the second and third step will be revealed to you, Psalm 37. And I'm just going to close with that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of sound mind. But you have to go within and you have to listen for that small voice, because we all have power. And power is looked at in many different ways. But power to me is that inner strength to really do what God has created you to do in this life. And so power and love. And love is about not only self-love, but love of others. Because what I'm doing, quite frankly, and I did a post this past week, because I hear all the time, why are you doing all this? And the truth of the matter is, my why is you. Because I could not live with myself if I did not take this information that I have received over the last 40 years and share it with you and help you. And the way you apply today is different, but it's not. It really is the same. The principles are the same. And so I must share this with you and help you. And help you. There's a quote that I've heard, and I've heard many people say, you learn from your mistakes, but it's best to learn from other people's mistakes so that you don't make them. And so warts and all, I will share things and do share things. And hopefully these will help you to make that first step or take that first step. And then God will guide you, that inner voice that is just, you know, I'm thinking about prayer and meditation, but just being quiet also is a very important thing, to get that inner voice speaking to you and just seeking it, asking for it. Ask not and you shall receive. I mean, and you will not receive. So you must ask for guidance and you will get it. But that courage is a true seed to success. But it starts with clarity. You must be clear on what you want to do. Then on some level, I'm not saying the end game, I'm just saying on some level, and then we will put a program together to help you take that dream, that vision, and take that first step, and then scale that. We'll begin and start that, and then scale it, and then sustain it. So I hope that helped today. But clarity and courage, and we'll continue on from there. Have a wonderful, blessed week. We will be back on Friday. I have a wonderful guest. She actually is a very personal friend, and she is truly a unique leader. Jan Goss Gibson is going to be with us on Friday. She is a speaker, writer, thought leader, a motivation speaker, and just an all-around fabulous person. And she will be here with me on Friday on Unique Leaders Live. And all of these are going into podcasts, the Teach Motivation and Inspire, which will essentially be on Mondays, and then maybe Tuesdays, but pretty much on Mondays at 4. And then Unique Leaders Live are on Fridays at 4 Central. These are 4 Central. In the meantime, go to my new Facebook page, which is a business page, officialmegandemartino.com. Love to have you there, because we're going to be building so much of this off of that and doing groups and things of that nature. So megandemartino.com is my new website and the official Megan DeMartino Facebook page. So go over there and become a friend, and we'll just build together from there. And then NovitasSpa.com is there, but you'll see the spa treatments, protocols and treatments and information. A lot of that will go away in the next couple of weeks, but the shopping cart and all of this business platform will be on there as well. So they'll both be linked together. So we look forward to seeing you on Friday for Unique Leaders Live. In the meantime, have a blessed week. Thank you so much for being with me. Thank you for listening to Teach, Motivate, Inspire. If I said something today that resonated with you, please connect with me at megandemartino.com. I have a free gift for you, my book, Hope and Possibilities Just Over the Horizon. It's never too early or too late to create the life of your dreams. And don't forget to head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. I truly would appreciate it. Be blessed.